Country Club FM.
I just realized this is kind of like Friday for me.
Yeah, you're Friday.
Heading up to the shores of Lake Itchigumee.
That's all right.
Did you know that that lake, it is said, never gives up her dead?
Right.
When the gales of November come early?
Mm-hmm.
You heard that saying?
I have.
It sounds scary.
It's eerie. It's scary.
It is. It very much is. Almost as scary as the Bob Almanac. And it's an almanac quiz for the Parrot Head Paradise. Could they have come up with a more tongue-twisting name to their tribute? Parrot Head Paradise? It's a little tongue-twisting.
Yeah, it
it's
is
hard
a little
to say
bit.
Fast, but it's a good name. Certainly, I'm sure they didn't take that into consideration.
No.
Jimmy Buffett tribute and the whole deal with the Medina tomorrow night. Listen, and you just never know. We don't even give you a clue heading into it. Anything
we
and
don't know.
Anything and everything is up for grabs.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, January 9th. This date, 1493. Christopher Columbus mistakes manatees for mermaids. You know, manatees are also known as sea cows, Neil.
You're right.
So manatees and mermaids, and this is documented. Christopher Columbus described them as, quote, not half as beautiful as they are painted, end quote. There's a Rosie O'Donnell joke in there somewhere,
right,
and
somewhere,
I can't find it, so we're not going to waste any time on it. But 1894 this date. New England Telephone and Telegraph Company installed the first battery-operated switchboard. So the first battery-operated switchboard, Lexington, Massachusetts, and I kind of think I know how it went.
One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingies. Oh, gracious hello. Is this the party to whom I am speaking? Mr. James R. Hoffa?
If that operator was not Ernestine... Back in 1894, they made a big mistake.
They did.
The best phone operator of all time, of course. That was 1894. How about this?
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs.
This song hit number one.
Reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs.
The Citizens Band craze was going strong, and this was a big part of it.
Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck, and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Monstrous hit.
It spawned a movie, Chris Christopherson, right? Isn't he in it?
I think so.
Jerry Reed? Or am I thinking of something else?
I thought it was...
Maybe it's not Jerry Reed. Is it Chris Christopherson?
I can
and
see
what's,
him.
Yeah, Chris Christopherson was the truck driver. And
yeah,
then
was
that
one.
Ally Sheedy? No. It was another brunette.
I can see the guy who I'm thinking of.
Ernest Borgnine was in it.
Was he?
I think he was like the sheriff.
Oh, did the Jackie Gleason kind of
Yeah,
part?
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, please do. So that was this day. Convoy made it to number one. This was on the country music charts. It also went number one on the pop charts. It's one of those rare songs, and I think we did. Didn't I do a Fave Five songs that went number one, both country and pop?
I know I think we did.
That
yes.
took a lot of work.
Allie McGraw
there was the one go. I was thinking of.
Yep.
Yes.
Chris Christopherson, Ernest Borgnine. He played Sheriff Lyle C.
He was a great, great sheriff.
Yeah.
It's about time he got a role of any significance. So,
1978 for the movie.
Convoy number one. 1 year later in 77.
The contest was a standoff until late in the first quarter when the Raiders were forced to punt.
One man behind the line of scrimmage on the rush. Here comes the kick. It is blocked. It's blocked by Fred McNeil. It's loose on the 5-yard line. Running after the Minnesota Vikings. They down it on the Raider 2-yard line. First and goal to go. The first big break of the football game. And Raymond Guy has suffered his first blocked punt in a 4-year pro career.
So the Vikings have it first and goal, like at the 5-yard line.
Two.
Super Bowl number. They eventually got it to the two.
Well, you just
I
said
think.
It.
I just, let me see. Man. Yeah, they remarked it, though.
It
was not recovered there because it bounced back. Bobby Bryant, it took a bad bounce. It went over his head.
He probably would have
scored.
As
you may remember, if it was a more friendly bounce, he would have grabbed it and scored, as Bobby Bryant is wont to do.
I was at the Carriage House Motel. with a bunch of my buddies watching the game.
But, of course, it didn't end well.
No.
It was a golden opportunity for Minnesota. Uh-oh. But the Vikings, just 1 yard from the goal line, never got there.
Brent McClanahan
fumbled. Willie Hall, number 39, recovered the ball for Oakland.
And the nightmare began for that game and continues to this day. Why not give the ball to Chuck Foreman?
I don't know. I would have. I mean, McClanahan was a good back.
He was a serviceable back, and probably they were keying on Foreman.
Right.
I mean, you know, when you look back, Jerry Burns, the offensive coordinator, you just got to hold on to the ball there.
Yep.
And then maybe, you know, he gets stopped there, then you do play action. And then you swing it out to Foreman.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately,
let him spinorama into the end zone.
The Vikings lost 32-14.
Got drilled.
But the Vikings defensive line was just manhandled by the Oakland offensive line. Right,
Archell and Gene Upshaw.
John Madden
dominated Alan Page and Jim Marshall.
That is my first recollection, my first memory of watching Vikings that has stuck with me, watching a Vikings game, because I remember the painted end zones of watching that. I remember seeing the Vikings painted end zone. You wouldn't have seen that anywhere else other than the Super Bowl.
Right.
So that was Super Bowl 11. Then my
seven? You haven't turned eight yet, right?
Seven. No, I wasn't even seven yet.
Oh, you
I was only
seven.
Six. No.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then my next memory after that, I think, happened the year later, the 78 season, I believe. Maybe it was later in 77, the upcoming season, when Tommy Kramer got smoked by Jim Youngblood.
Oh, yeah.
And he is unconscious and then twitching.
Yes.
On the turf at Met Stadium. Oh, I remember talking about that at school the next day. Did you see that?
Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah, that was a ugly day for TK.
Yes. And the Vikings, that was the last time they were in the Super Bowl. Haven't been back since.
Haven't been back since.
And
it's
If they won that game on Sunday, I go, they got a legitimate chance of making the Super Bowl now with the home games and the bye and everything. But now they got to do it on the road. Unless there are some massive upsets.
Right. It would take, big ones.
How about in 78?
Hey, what's he eating? A neat candy bar. Boy, is it crispy.
Yes! Yes!
Sounds good. It smells peanutty. What do you call it?
Whatchamacallit.
Whatchamacallit.
That's right.
What's right?
Name.
What name?
Whatchamacallit.
You forgot the name?
Whatchamacallit.
How can you forget the name?
You can't.
Whatchamacallit. Hershey's had themselves a new candy bar. And it's good.
It's a good one.
It's crispy.
Like it.
It's got the little crispy rice in there. And, it's kind of light and airy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, whatchamacallit, introduced this date in 78.
Genius, really.
Also introduced.
I'll try almost anything. So when Mattel Electronics asked me to compare their Intellivision games with Atari, I gave it a try. I compared Atari baseball with Intellivision and found Intellivision played much more like real baseball. Then I compared Atari football with Intellivision. Again.
Even George Plimpton knew that Intellivision sports games were a whole lot better than Atari.
Yeah, it was advanced dramatically.
Intellivision was introduced this date in 1980, and they got none other than George Plimpton to do their commercials. And we got Intellivision before we bought Atari, so
smart.
But then you realize, after you get Mattel's Intellivision and the video, the sports games are superior, so much better, every one of them. But then you realize Atari's got all the other ones. Atari's got the Donkey Kong, and they've got the Asteroids and the Space Invaders and all these ones that you play in the arcade. Intellivision didn't have those, and if they did, they were knockoff, and they weren't the exact ones. So then, guess what? We went out and got an Atari, I think, in like 1982. So we had them both.
We had neither.
Boy, is that a privileged childhood,
No doubt.
Oh, man, I can't even
neither.
Think. That's all right. You didn't have to have them.
We got a ping pong table.
Hey, get more exercise doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So 1988 this date, there was a show on ABC called I Married Dora. It lasted only one season. Nobody probably remembers I Married Dora. I don't even remember I Married Dora from the 1980 TV season.
I don't.
But on this date, everybody should remember how they ended the series, because in the final scene of the last show of the season, they pretty much said that they're canceled. in the show, Neil. They broke the fourth wall. Listen to this.
Hold on. Calm down here.
Mr. Peter.
It's been canceled.
The flight?
No, our series.
Oh. Adios.
Yeah, that's how they ended the show. They canceled it before the last one. And
so they wrote it into the
they
script.
They wrote it into the script.
I love it.
Just to kind of probably throw... Juliette Lewis might be the only one you know that was on that show.
Okay.
So not a lot of big stars. And maybe that's why it failed. 2005.
Randy Moss is in for a touchdown.
Oh, Al Harris playing off. Bit up on the route, and Randy Moss, without even really being able to run, as he shoots the moon to the fans here in Green Bay.
That is a disgusting act by Randy Moss, and it's unfortunate that we had that on our air live. That is disgusting by Randy Moss.
I would hate to say, what would he say about somebody like throwing up on the field?
Right.
Or
I didn't think that was kind of funny.
It was kind of funny.
Not like he took his pants down.
No, I know, exactly.
Come
he
on.
Mimicked the mooning.
Right.
And basically he was doing that because the Packer fans always moon the Vikings team bus when
right.
they come in.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a mocking.
Yeah, Joe Buck was out
if
of touch
you will.
There.
Yeah, he was. He was trying to prove, you know, he's above that.
And I mean, yeah.
Get a couple in him. I'm sure he does some mooning himself. So that was Randy Moss. They won at Green Bay. Remember, that was a nice playoff win over Brett Favre. 2007.
These are not three separate devices. This is one device. And we are calling it iPhone.
Yeah, I saw those geeks clapping.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
And they did. They really did. Did they not?
You got to hand it to them.
Got to hand it to Steve Jobs and Apple. I'm sure somebody else came with the idea. They probably stole it, but they had more money. So 2007 in San Francisco, they announced the iPhone. And I've never had an iPhone. My wife does.
I don't know.
I've always gone Samsung.
Yep,
I'm comfortable with Android. I know everybody says, oh, Apple's so much better. You have less problems. Maybe I like to have problems.
Right.
Maybe I like to have issues with my equipment. It kind of builds character.
Yeah.
I can't have everything working perfectly.
No.
All the time.
We need a little stress.
We need a little adversity in our lives. That's
and
what makes us human.
It's a third of the price.
Yes.
Which helps, too.
Exactly. 2016 in the news.
The Playboy Mansion reportedly is going up for sale. You may be able to own the 6-acre Beverly Hills estate, which reports say will be listed sometime within the next month for about $200 million. Hey, win the jackpot. That's chump change, right? One caveat here. The robed hedonist himself, Hugh Hefner, gets to stay. And no, I'm not kidding. The buyer reportedly will have to let the 89-year-old stay at the Playboy Mansion.
What did she call him? The robed hedonist?
Yes.
The robed hedonist. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was still alive then when they sold that.
That's right.
Or he sold
Which
that or his
weird.
Estate, his family or whatever.
Yeah.
And Hugh Hefner, $200 million. I don't think it sold for that because it's sat on the market.
For a long time. Yeah.
And that was a state to 2016. And then sad news 3 years ago.
We are coming on the air interrupting America's Funniest Home Videos in the East because we've learned actor and comedian Bob Saget has died. He was, of course, the longtime host of the show, also best known for his role as Danny Tanner on the show Full House.
This was a stunning death.
It was.
Bob Saget, best known as Danny Tanner. Did he have a fall or something? I can't remember what happened. It was something like a bleeding in the brain.
Yes.
Or am I getting him and Norm MacDonald mixed up? Because he passed away around the same time as well.
They were both way too young.
Bob Saget at the age of 25. And how about that? They announced the news was breaking when, on the East Coast at least, America's Funniest Home Videos was airing.
Jeez.
And he was the host. He's the one who made that show famous, pretty much.
Very ironic.
Bob Saget.
I'm looking it up.
He was just 65.
Found dead in his room at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. Near Williamsburg in Orange County, Florida. Time of death tag was sent. Didn't really say. An autopsy report had blunt head trauma from an accidental blow to the back of his head, most likely from a fall,
Had
subsequently died from the resulting injuries.
Sad. Birthdays. Neil, how much did you like, and maybe still like, Joan Baez?
Tremendous talent.
And all the people were singing, they went. Do you like her version of this, or how about the band?
Band is really good,
band
too.
Is really good.
I like that.
With what's-his-name singing from behind the drums. Levon Helm, am I correct in saying that's who the one singing
was,
lead on it?
I think he sang lead on that one.
Joan Baez, or you say Baez or Baez, 84. Guitar. Jimmy Page. One of the guitar gods, I think.
He has to be considered. You need cool air. Yeah, they made a pretty good combo.
So Jimmy Page, 81. This guy. Me mind on fire, me soul on fire, feeling hot, hot, hot. David Johansen. He was the lead singer, gender bender, for the New York Dolls. They wore dresses and they had the whole makeup thing going. Then he went Buster Douglas on us. No, Buster Poindexter. Buster Douglas is the boxer.
Boxer, right.
Maybe he did do some boxing.
He
we don't know. But the pompadour hair and he did this. This is always a fun party song.
It's a good song.
Hot, hot, hot. That Latin beat. So Buster Poindexter, 75.
Hey, Mama.
Well, hey there, Ricky. How'd it go?
Well, was mauled by a cougar. Learned nothing about driving. And my Crystal Gale shirt was ruined. But other than that, it went fine.
His Crystal Gale shirt was ruined.
Well, that's a travesty
probably
beyond
the worst,
words.
Probably the saddest part of that movie of Ricky Bobby. Crystal Gale, forever remembered now because of the Crystal Gale shirt.
Right. I
mean, and certainly her music has something to do with it as well. And the long hair. Very long.
Very talented.
Very talented.
Very talented family.
Loretta Lynn's sister.
Yep,
Crystal Gale,
named
70,
after a hamburger place.
74. That's right, Crystal. Not as good as White Castle, though.
Right.
Don't let anybody tell you that it's as good.
Who
I've had both.
Spider-Man? He's a criminal. That's who he is. A vigilante. A public menace. What's he doing on my front page?
Mr. Jameson, this is a page 6 problem.
We have a page 1 problem. Shut up.
They're really important clients. They can't wait.
They're about to.
Mr. Jameson, it's like
he
this.
Was J. Jonah Jameson, and he's done it in more than one of the Spider-Man movie
right.
things.
Right.
You know, in the reboot, he was in the original with Tobey Maguire,
yeah.
And then they smartly brought him back for the Marvel Universe one.
Yes.
With Tom Holland.
And I see Tom Holland got engaged to his, you know, his co-star. That
right.
The
who
gal.
Played MJ.
Yeah. Yeah, they're now engaged.
And that's nice. That's J.K. Simmons. Very good actor.
He's
Oscar,
great.
Golden Globe. Speaking of Golden Globe, I did watch the monologue by Nikki Glaser.
I did, too.
She was outstanding.
Mm-hmm. She was
she
good.
She was very good. J.K. Simmons is 70.
Tried to get it to Person, who had sneaked inside again. Now Bogue's on the run. Hard to stop him there. I marvel at this young guy. Bob, that guy's 5'3".
5'3", Muggsy Bogues.
Quite a talent.
The shortest player still to this date to ever play in the NBA.
Yeah.
I don't know if he ever dunked in a game.
No, that was Spud Webb.
Yeah, Spud Webb looked
five,
like
5'5", or something.
5'7".
5'7", there you go.
That's Manute Bol compared to
right.
Muggsy Bogues. 60 today.
Was Muggsy, where did he what play?
A lot of the Hornets.
North Carolina State, too. Don't hurt me.
Wake Forest.
Oh, there you go.
Baby, don't hurt. Hathaway, Neil. What is love? No more. Question that just has never been answered. Speaking of Will Ferrell, this is where they did the thing Night at the Roxbury, and they do their hit thing.
Oh,
they
sure.
Go back and forth. So Hathaway, the best going out to him. He's 60 for Hathaway, Neil. 60. What do you think? 58 for Dave Matthews.
Talented.
Got a little fiddle in this song. It's wearing some flannel. The ants are a marching here. And our rapper of the day is Flo Milli. Flo Milli. Oh, Nelly. No, it's not Oh, Nelly. It's Flo Milli.
Flo Milli.
25 today.
All right. Gone, but not forgotten. We've got quite a list today. He gave us Blondie. Snow at Blondie. I can't do it like you.
That's Vic Tabak. Yeah. A different one, though.
Right, different Blondie. But Chick Young gave us the cartoon
Dagwood.
Blondie in Dagwood, born on this day, 1901. First stripper, Gypsy Rose Lee. All about, she was burlesque.
First ever? I think they were, well, I think probably they existed. Others,
but she was kind
elsewhere.
Of the, da, 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 the music and the whole thing. Gypsy Rose Lee, 1911. Our gone president of the day, Richard Milhouse Nixon, born on this day, 1913.
Well, what do you say, Jerry?
I knock with five.
Jerry, we're not playing gin. We're playing poker, you imbecile.
Dick, please, you're speaking to a former president of the United States.
You're right. Pardon me, Jerry.
I already did.
Rich Little in the big game in honor of Richard Nixon here today.
Yes, and Rich did a great
Rich
job.
Little, I mean, a lot of guys do really, really good presidential impersonations, but I don't think anybody did them right down the line.
No.
As good as Rich Little did.
Yeah.
All the way Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan.
He did them all.
He did a Clinton that was very good.
Yes. Ms. Reagan is really good.
Oh, it
sure.
is.
1913.
Yes.
For Tricky Dick. Fernando Lamas, the actor, the director, and I know he looked good, 1915.
And the inspiration for Billy Crystal.
The language is still fairly new to me. I have American teeth and a Spanish mouth, if you know what I'm saying to you. My friends, you feel the excitement at home. You know who you are. The studio was nuts all day. Security crazy, and it's easy to tell why. Baba, you look marvelous. Absolutely marvelous, eh?
Thank you.
I mean, of course, it's dazzling. It's like going to Cartier, looking at the diamond thing, and knowing you can't buy it, and that's what this is. You are fantastic. You look marvelous.
You look pretty.
The character that Billy Crystal did based on Fernando Lamas became more famous than Fernando Lamas.
I was going to say, yeah, it was a bigger deal. Yeah, he did a great job. Fernando Lamas, as done by Billy Crystal, 1915. He was Gilligan. Bob Denver, 1935.
Skipper! 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 Skipper!
Skipper! What's wrong, Gilligan?
Oh, you should see it, Skipper. It's really weird and strange. It's got these things on the side like this. It's got an eye. It's got an eye like that.
Right.
It's got four legs sticking in the sand like them.
Skipper! Hey, never mind that, Gilligan. Did you get its feathers?
That's got to be one of the great just TV Skipper.
Right. Skipper is little buddy Gilligan. Of course, also was on The Many Lives of Dobie Gillis. That's where I was first introduced to Bob Denver, 1935. One of the great sportscasters of our time. Also, same day and year as Bob Denver, we're talking about Emmy Award winner Dick Enbo.
Fumbles picked up by Leon Lett. Can he go all the way? It's a 60-yard run. He's being chased by Beebe. Watch out. Did he get across? No, they are not. That's going to be a touchback to Buffalo.
You know, the funny thing is, the Cowboys didn't need that touchdown because it was 52-17.
Right, it was a route.
Yeah, it was.
But
Leon,
Don Beebe,
or Leon Lett,
the little wide receiver, ran him down from behind and knocked it out of his hand as he was waltzing into what he thought was going to be a touchdown. Dick Enberg on the call there. Again, 1935. Singer and actor, Jimmy Boyd.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe.
I told you during my cruise, they had a version of this. I saw Mommy kissing Rasta Claus.
Really?
You know, Rasta or Rasta is kind of a Jamaican, kind of a Caribbean type term.
Mm. And
I heard that a number of times on the boat.
Okay.
Yeah, many
well,
times.
There we go. Jimmy Boyd probably wasn't singing in 1939. Now Bill Cowsill of the Cowsills, 1948.
Lead singer.
I was a big fan of the Cowsills there in the late 60s.
And of course they inspired the...
The Monkees?
Partridge Family.
Partridge Family.
Oh, Monkees was close.
Already Monkees had preceded the Cowsills, probably. 1948 for one of the guys from the Cowsills. the family. Cassie Gaines traveled with Leonard Skinner, was a backup singer, sadly went down in the crash.
This is a live version, you can really hear them. And you know, the backup singers, you know they had a name, right? For Leonard Skinner, they were the Honkettes.
Nice. She was one of them.
Honk, honk.
Honkettes, 19, well, same as Bill Cowsill, 1948. And one more from the group Smash Mouth, Steve Harwell, their lead guy.
So don't delay, act now, supplies are running out. Allow if you're still alive, 6 to 8 years to arrive. And if you follow them, they be out tomorrow.
Even I know this one's good.
You might as well be walking on the sun.
Pretty good. We lost him young.
Sure did.
He was born on this day in 1967, Jim. Steve Harwell. Sarah is sadly, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Here's the quiz. Jimmy Buffett tribute. It's a big deal. It really is. How did, Ricky Bobby was wearing a Crystal Gayle t-shirt.
Right.
How did his Crystal Gayle t-shirt get wrecked? What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
He got into a bad spot.
Got into a bad spot. Right. He wrecked his Crystal Gayle t-shirt. You don't have to be specific, but just give us an idea of how he wrecked his Crystal Gayle t-shirt. 763-450-0100. Feel free to call in if you want to win. And be sure to call only if you can go to the show.
Tomorrow night, Medina Entertainment Center, big Jimmy Buffett tribute show. Our friend Allie Gray is a part of the festivities. And
why not?
And Jay from Church of Cash and the Folsom Prison.
Wow.
He's there. So it's going to be a fun night for sure.
Alan Jackson, Living on Love, Wrapped, George Strait, Dwight Yoakam, Turn It On, Turn It Up, Turn Me Loose.
Let's play some George Strait. We never do.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLC.